This is Earth and Sky. The Hayman Fire of 2002 was the largest in Colorado's history. Some 138,000 acres burned.
Fire temperatures in many places exceeded 400 degrees Celsius. That's 750 degrees Fahrenheit. It got that hot mainly because after decades of fire suppression, there was an abundance of debris to fuel the fire. Greg Butters is a soil physicist at Colorado State University. He studied the effect of fire on the soil at the Hayman site.
Here's the problem. If you have enough organic matter and a hot enough fire, then you can volatilize organic material out of that debris, you know, the pine needles and the branches and whatnot, and that will move into the subsoil or move below the soil surface and condense, and it forms a waxy layer or waxy coating that are similar to what you might think about a wax on a car, what causes the beading of water.
That waxy layer is very damaging. It can cause severe erosion, floods, and water pollution. One way to break up the wax is to apply hydromulch, a man-made material that acts like a spongy cover. Hydromulch prevents runoff by holding rainwater at the surface.
For more about fire damage and about hydromulch, come to earthsky.org. Thanks today to the Bureau of Land Management and to the National Fish and Wildlife Foundation. We're Block and Bird for Earth and Sky. Thank you.